In New Hampshire, more than 21,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered so far, all to people in groups considered most vulnerable. Officials estimate that, in a few months, the vaccine will begin to move toward the general population. But while trust in the vaccine has grown, a wide range of people in New Hampshire are still skeptical. As reporter Jordan Haim tells us now, organizations are beginning community-based work to build faith in the vaccine.
It's a Saturday evening, the day after Christmas, but public health advocates Nia Smith and Maria Elizabeth Ramos are getting ready to broadcast live on Facebook from their homes. They're hoping people will sit down in front of their laptops and engage in a pretty atypical holiday conversation about vaccines.
We've got 18 minutes, Nia, to talk about the word on the street. So what is the word on the street?
The event, titled Word on the Street, is a segment of a new grassroots project called the Lighthouse NH. Its goal is to get more reliable public health information to communities of color by meeting them where they are, on social media.
It's still okay to have an uncertainty about this vaccine. And that's what we're here for, to talk about these things and to provide some of those resources.
In New Hampshire and nationally, while people of color are disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, they're also more hesitant to get vaccinated against it. Ramos says that's because of a long history of medical racism.
The medical community has not given the community of color really a lot to trust. You know, we have the Tuskegee trials. We have in the slave times when people of color were taken advantage of and researched upon. We understand that there is this push and pull.
Other concerns include the potential cost of the vaccine, its safety due to its speedy development, and broad distrust in government and medicine among Black and Hispanic adults. Among some immigrants, there's the fear of being tracked by federal officials. The massive undertaking of distributing this vaccine quickly and equitably will be one major challenge for officials, but so is getting people to trust it. In a recent UNH Survey Center poll, 78% of people who identify as non-white in New Hampshire said they would probably not or almost certainly not get the COVID-19 vaccine. Others who are more hesitant, Republicans, who are less than half as likely as Democrats to get it. And in the North Country, a third of survey respondents said they would almost certainly not get vaccinated. So what's the best way to build trust among people who are already skeptical? Dr. Melissa Martinez-Adorno, an OBGYN at Southern New Hampshire Health, has been making sure COVID-19 vaccine information is available at her hospital in diverse languages. She's already started getting the word out herself through local Spanish media.
Es bien importante que cuando llegue a la posibilidad de que la población en general se pueda vacunar, que se deben vacunar.
She was also one of the first people in the state of New Hampshire to get vaccinated publicly.
My hope is that as Latinos see that I, as a Latina who has 4 children and who is just, you know, kind of came from the same kind of background, to be able to model the behavior of receiving that vaccine, I think that's step one.
That seemed to be effective among Martinez Adorno's patients. She says since she got her shot, she's gotten a lot of questions from her patients, and many said her getting vaccinated mattered to them. Something as simple as seeing a photo of health workers within their own small communities getting vaccinated can be effective for those who live in more rural parts of the state, says Chris Van Bergen-Buteau of the North Country Health Consortium.
A nurse that I worked with for years and have great respect for was smiling as she sat in a chair wearing "If I've survived breast cancer, I can survive COVID" t-shirt and getting her vaccination. And I've been one of her patients. So, you know, it creates this sense of this is going to be okay.
The same UNH poll found that getting good information through a trusted source might help convince someone to get vaccinated. But trusted sources can differ from community to community. It's not always a local government official or even a doctor. So while the state is working on its own public information campaign, Kirsten Dersey of the Division of Public Health Services says they recognize that. And that's why they're creating programming for all kinds of community leaders. She hopes it might reach people like faith leaders, immigration advocates, and grassroots organizers.
Then they can in turn go out and share that best information in the best way that they know how with their communities.
The first of those educational sessions will begin in early January, just a few months before the vaccines begin to move toward the general population. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jordan Haim.